Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello, and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
We are going to be talking about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Obviously, we have an amazing Andor to talk about. There's some news that, like, just happened this week. It's kind of crazy. So, like, a couple days ago, Studio Ghibli posted, like, a Lucasfilm crossover thing. And I was like, what? And then, like, the next day, like, today, they're like, oh, we're going to have a little short about Grogu coming out. And, like a couple weeks ago, the, like, Italian Disney Plus account accidentally said that there was going to be a Grogu short, but, like, no one knew. So we're like, oh, my gosh, Grogu short. And they're like, it comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
comes out Saturday the 12th.
Interesting.
And they announced it today. So, yeah, it's a short. It's called Zen, Grogu, and the Dust Bunnies. The little Zen thing in front makes me think it's maybe we'll get more of these, and it's like a Zen collection, hopefully, because that'd be cool. But it's hand-drawn animated, which I don't think Star Wars has had outside of Visions or the 2003 Clone Wars, so that's super cool. And it's a little short about Grogu and some dust bunnies by Studio
Ghibli.
I wonder
how long it took. I want to see the
sure, it
actual,
took a while.
Like, thingies.
Hand-drawn animation is legit, man.
Yeah, but it's easier to do nowadays.
I don't know, but, you know, Studio Ghibli feel like the type of thing that's like, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a short, not for a whole movie, but since it's a short, you know?
Yeah. I've watched quite a bit of Studio Ghibli, like, what's it called? Like,
their movies?
Well, their movies, but also their special features? I think that's what it's called. That they have. And they do a lot of traditional stuff, but even now, like, they. I don't know. I haven't caught up recently because it's all been like movies where they've made in like 19 somethings.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. This is hand drawn. So to me,
interested.
To me, hand, like, the fact that they emphasize hand drawn, to me that thinks like slightly more old fashioned way of anime. I don't know. It's gonna be awesome. I feel like 2D animation does not get the respect it deserves all the time anymore. There's so little new 2D animation coming out outside of, like, anime.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Yes.
For this, even it's a little short. We love Grogu. I miss him. There's dust bunnies. They look like the little coal guys in, what's it? Oh, what's the kitchen movie with the little
soot sprites?
Yeah, what movie is that, though? That's,
They're in Spirited Away, and they're also in My Neighbor Totoro.
I was thinking Spirited Away. They kind of look like the little Spirited Away guys in the poster that they posted. So really cute. I'm excited. I wonder how long it's going to be. Because, you know, it could be like a genuine short. But also, like, Visions and Tales of the Jedi were shorts. And they were like 20 minutes long, some of those. So,
I think if it's hand-drawn, it's probably like not 20 minutes. But like,
So they like officially announced it today, and it's coming out tomorrow. So when you're listening to this, it's probably already out. So you don't really need us to be telling you this, I guess. But yeah,
so cool though.
Yeah, very cool. I'm sure it's gonna be adorable. They also
I only
posted
just recently
a picture.
Knew about this.
Well, okay, I think everyone did except people involved because they just. Literally posted, I'm looking at it now, the Studio Ghibli Twitter posted the poster 12 minutes ago.
Because I saw the notes and I was like, man, I really missed out
on
these things, these news. Because then I also got a text from my dad of the picture, and I was like, man, I'm really slow, I guess. Was,
I'm, I mean, you know, they like teased the Lucasfilm thing a few days ago, and then, but yeah, they officially announced it. Okay, it says 13 minutes now as we're recording this, so wow. Yeah, so okay. I'm sure that'll be really cute.
Yes, I've been saying that like Ghibli should work with Star Wars and just Disney in general, since
I hope they get to do you know, a bigger thing with Star Wars at some point. Hopefully this is like the start of a relationship between the studios. Because I think, you know, even just like give them a Visions episode or something, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure they can do great things. Yeah, Studio Ghibli Grogu tomorrow. / today. Hey. Or yesterday. Or 3 years from now if you're listening to this in the future. How is it?
Is it good future? Are they still making Andor? That's the important question.
Has a Star Wars movie actually come out?
What's it like?
What's it like up there? Yeah. So yeah. Studio Ghibli.
Yay.
Star Wars. Next we have Andor. Episode 10 came out a couple days ago. Spoiler free thoughts. For me, oh my god, wow. Like, amazing. I feel like I do this every week. Every week I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my new favorite episode. But like, really, the show just is that good. And it just gets better and better. And this episode was amazing. And honestly, I felt like this episode was worthy of being the season finale. But it's not. We got two more. And I can't wait. I can't wait what to see what we're going to get when we get there. Because, like, if this is episode 10, like, episode 12 is going to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fully confident in that. Like, Andor is yet to disappoint in really any way. And I love it so much. What a good show.
I mean, yeah. It's beautiful. Don't know spoiler thoughts. I think all of the actors did amazing. Cassian, especially, of course. There are a lot of like interesting topics that came up. Just, you know how they jump back and forth from like Mothma and what's going on with Luthen and blah blah blah. The way they do that in general is also just really good, because sometimes there are shows that do that and I'm like, oh, okay, we're back here. Oh, I'm lost. Okay. So they just do that really well in general. Spoiler free, that's all I got. Because it was awesome.
Yeah, I want Andor to sweep at the Emmys. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever genuinely thought, like, not that I haven't liked other Star Wars movies, but I don't think I've ever genuinely thought, like, oh yeah, this could totally, like, win all the Emmys for, like, everything. But I think Andor, like, genuinely, because it's not just, even just a good Star Wars show, it's a really, it's, like, a good show. Like, you can put it up against any other serious anything. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We'll do spoilers. Okay. So there's a couple different plot lines going through this episode. So we have Deidre, Mothma, Luthen.
Very little Deidre, I felt.
Just a tiny bit of Deidre. Just a touch of Deidre.
Yes.
She's still there. No cereal. Mm-hmm. He's still crying.
Thank God.
He's crying into his blue milk over last episode, I'm sure.
I don't even think he is. I mean, he's just kind of,
I don't know, man. He's
in his eyes, he was like, that went really well, you guys.
That went great. Oh my god, I think she likes me, guys. So we have some Luthen, we have some a little bit of Deidre, we have some Mothma.
Yes, the Mothma was very interesting.
Yes. And we have obviously Mr. Cassian Andor himself.
Keith Gurgo.
Keith Gurgo. Oh my god,
he's still Keith. Named
Keith Gurgo. You know anything about that? Everyone,
you know, that's why
Gurgo.
That's why he wanted to get out so bad. He's like, I gotta change my name. This was a mistake. Keith
anymore. I can't be Keith anymore. It's too much. What have I done? Yes. Yeah, so I think we can just go through like we did last time. That worked better, I think. Like each story, except I'll start with Deidre because it's only a tiny touch of Deidre.
Mm-hmm.
So last episode they created like a little trappy trap for some rebels with like a dead pilot they found, and they like, you know, faked an accident essentially, and
yes,
they was found, and they're like, okay, and the one guy's like, okay, we need to look into it to not be suspicious. It's like, you know, good point, guy. Good job on that, I guess. I'm just going to look through Wikipedia real quick. But I think that's it for Deidre.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They were like, okay, cool. Now to
plan right, great. Yeah, I think that bit, that little scene is mostly important for what we see with Luthen later. Do we want Luthen or Mothma next? We have I've made a little list on the sticky note here, crossing out Deidre. We got Luthen, Mothma, and Cassian. I feel like Cassian's last, for sure, yes, right?
I think we should do Luthen since we're kind Luthen of on next. The topic.
Yeah, Luthen, because it connects.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. so we don't get that much Luthen either, though he certainly steals the show when he is
literally every time. I love it.
So we get one little scene earlier in the episode where Clea, I like her. I wish we saw more of her one time. She's pretty cool. She's interesting. Mm-hmm. So she tells Luthen in the little shop, she says there's a mark on the fountain, which we can assume is some kind of code to meet someone. And she's like, she didn't say who. She's like, he wants a meeting. There's a rail gone. So I don't, he takes a rail as a signal, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's interesting. Sure. Clea does not trust it. And she tells Luthen, she says, you should like leave and I'll take care of stuff here on Coruscant. And Luthen's like, nah, I got it. I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. Then it isn't until, just double checking, make sure I don't miss anything here. It's not till very close to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because towards the end we see one of the like Imperials that have been on that like ISB council.
Yes.
Like, you know, where they plan out everything, where Deidre like
mm-hmm.
and the other guy are fighting constantly, and she's coming up with all these plans. It's the, I don't know his name, but he's Ginger. I have like a picture of him from the notes.
Yeah. yeah, it is the last scene, sort of. We'll get to that later. But basically the last scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that it's that one of the guys. He's walking, he gets on like a little elevator. He like, it's like all, it's pretty cool, like spy, like top secret, like there's a hidden earpiece like behind a panel, like pretty cool. And Luthen's like, if there's a trap, or if you're setting a trap, press 215. But he's not setting a trap. So as he's going in the elevator, Luthen's like, congratulations on your daughter being born, which is like a half threat, sort of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, he's congratulating that his daughter is born. He's also like
being like, hey, we got like, tabs on you.
Yeah, like I've been watching you, you know. I think because he mentioned earlier, like it's been a year since they really communicated. So
yeah,
it's been a while. And so Jung tells Luthen about Deidre and how she'd be dangerous. He mentions she's looking for access, but I don't know if and she's trying to link things to Aldani, but I didn't gather that he knew Luthen was tied to Aldani, or that he is Axis, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so either. Because I think
Yeah.
they're in contact, but not like super best
Like it's
friends
yeah,
contact.
not Luthen's not really telling him
Which is
much, you
fair.
know. Yeah. He's like he basically tells Luthen like everything that's been going on in Deidre's story. Like they're looking at Ferrix, like looking for the thief and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he literally says everything.
Yeah, and like shout out to that guy, you know, because I he was just there. I did not think he'd be a spy, but good for him. And Luthen is like, oh, just like let her do that. She's wasting her time. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because she's
He's
like
like,
not, she's not yet not fully on to him, but she's getting there, so
Yeah, she's really,
I
really close. So
wouldn't
I think he should worry a little bit, but he's not
yeah, I
going
think he
to.
underestimates her right now, or at least overestimates himself. And Luthen asks the guys like, why are you here? And the guy says he explains the thing with the royal pilot too. And he says the pilot was running supplies for someone named Krieger, who I guess is the leader of that particular rebel cell there. And he tells him everything like stayed in the accident and all that. And he's like, the Empire knows about their plan to attack some like station. Like you need to warn them. And Luthen is like, no. Because his logic is if they suddenly didn't go through with the attack, then the Empire would know that they were onto them. So weird,
Yeah.
like, this is
Weird
like
thoughts, but like it's true.
big brain strategizing here for
Yeah.
sure.
Little Among Us time.
Yes. It's literally Among Us. And so John, the guy then explains, like, he doesn't want to continue being a spy, not because he doesn't believe in it, but because like he has a kid, like he doesn't want to put them in danger. Blah blah
Valid
blah.
reasons.
Yeah, and the guy's like, look, I gave you like all this information. He even says like he wants to leave the ISB too. So he's not even like kind of switching, even if his heart's in it, and he's like, I'm out of like everything. You know, and Luthen is like not having it, and Luthen's like look, like you gotta stay, like it's too late, like oh, like we're all in it, and Jung is like I've sacrificed blah blah blah, and Luthen's like yeah I know, leading a double life is really hard, which is nice to say because he's also leading a double life. But then he's like, and John's like, well, then, like, what are you sacrificing? And he has a phenomenal monologue. Like, I can't do it justice. Like, it was so good.
Pretty much she
Like,
was just like, I've sacrificed literally everything, which
yeah.
is true. I mean, it's not, none of no one here is lying.
Yeah.
Which is I
It was
so
such
good.
a man, Skarsgård really put on the stops here. Like incredible monologue. And the writers team did too. Like his delivery was great, but the writing and the actual words also, like everything. Yeah, man, it was crazy. And the episode ends there, so we don't know if this guy is actually gonna stay to be a spy. Luthen certainly is asking him to.
Well, not even asking, it was pretty much
He's
forcing.
pretty much like, yeah, like you don't have a choice, you know.
Which is sucky and can
Yeah.
might bite him later, but
Yeah,
we don't
it's
know.
interesting because it is like, man, maybe be a little nicer to the guy who is in the ISB in this. You know, because like, but also like that guy in the ISB has basically left to out himself as a spy to, you know, so it's a interesting idea, but yeah.
It's an interesting situation.
Yeah, but yeah, that monologue, the performance, everything was amazing. Like, go watch it again. It was that good. And very, very Star Wars. My tweet about it got zero likes, which is embarrassing, but you know. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Very, very well done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Luthen's story. We have next. One scene of Mothma too. The bulk of this episode was so much Cassian. Like, obviously it's a show, and it usually is, but I feel like so much more than others. Like, I feel like some episodes we get less Cassian. This was pretty much all Cassian, save a few scenes. We got one scene of Mothma, and oh man.
That was... It... I don't know. It was...
It was hard to watch. She meets that gangster who dropped out last episode, Davos Golden, which is such a Star Wars gangster name. Like, honestly, A+ to Tony Gilroy and the rest of the writers coming up with these names. They're extremely Star Wars.
Like, yes.
Shout out to some good Star Wars names here. They're very, like, I totally would have read this in a reference book when I was, like, 8. Like, very old school, great Star Wars. Shout out.
True to Star Wars.
True.
Not like Tim
Carlo is, Tim with 2 M's, Carlo is very old school Star Wars name, okay?
Like, Carlo is fine. Tim is not.
But with 2 M's in it, with 2 M's, I can imagine reading that in a visual dictionary.
No, Nicholas, that. I just don't like Tim.
Oh, Tim sucks, but Star Wars, he's a Star Wars. He's an old, like, George Lucas Star Wars name. Mm-hmm. You gotta appreciate that.
No.
Yeah, so she meets that gangster. It's her, Tay, and Davo. And they, like, kind of do a little bit of small talk, talking about, like, financial regulations and trying to figure out how to get her this loan, blah, blah, blah. Mothma is talking about her charitable foundation. Also, Davo's like, oh, yeah, I know Perrin, because of course he does. Of course Perrin hangs out with predatory chinchilla gangsters. Yes, also that. Like, of course he does. I hate it so much. He wasn't even in this episode, and I still managed to find an outlet for hatred on him.
Fair.
So Davo's like, oh yeah, like, I'll donate it for charity. He's like, I don't need, like, money. Like, money's not important to me. And Mothma's like, she's like, look, like, I don't want to owe you a favor. Like, just name your price.
She was very forward today, but also, yes. Like, it felt like she was maybe too forward, because, like, I felt like she needed to play it kind of like poker, where you're not supposed to show, like, all of your cards, but it felt like she kind of did.
I just think she's,
I don't know,
desperate.
Yeah,
she's desperate enough where she basically has to show all her cards, you know.
Yeah, I feel like she could have hidden some from him, though.
I mean, she didn't really mention, she definitely didn't mention, like, the rebellion stuff or anything. Like, it was, at least the read I got, it was she was kind of making it seem to him like she's just another crooked senator in some trouble, you know? Mm-hmm. To me, I didn't get the vibe that he was picking up on any rebellion stuff. I think she was trying to just make it seem like she was trying to get some money for herself by saying it's charity, and he's like, you know, a shady gangster. So he's like, oh yeah, I got you. I understand that.
I don't think it was that. I think it was mostly like she, like, when talking to a gangster, obviously I have no experience unless you count, like, Axel pretending to be one when he was like 14, 13, but that's different. But it's like,
exact same.
Yeah, of course. I think it like, I don't know. It just was a weird way to do it. I honestly don't have the words for, like, for it at all. So I can't say much, but it, I don't know. I feel like I would have handled it a bit more delicately and differently. It just seemed like she was just, like, upset the entire time, which is, like, valid because she doesn't want to hang out with these, like, gangsters. But also, I don't know, I think she just needs to, like Saw, put her differences aside and, you know, work with these people, even if she hates them, which sucks. But if it's, like, for the good of the rebellion and stuff, like, I feel like she shouldn't seem so hostile. But also, it was more so of a, like, trying to just get to the point of this, trying to make sure that she doesn't owe him anything. And both. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understood it, but there was a few, like, I was like, oh, she could have said it, like, maybe like this. Or, like, I don't know. It was a weird thing. But I also sometimes over, like, so I'm very bad at, like, just, I don't know. I just.
I see. I didn't read her as particularly hostile until the end. I didn't feel like she was all that hostile. I felt like she was very, like she wasn't necessarily doing the flowery conversation. Like, she was, like, let's just name the price. Let's just do this as a business, you know, mm-hmm. or he was trying to talk it up a little bit more. But, you know, maybe she could have engaged in more of the flowers, but I also don't think she was necessarily did anything wrong in not doing that. Like, she could have, but I don't think she's planning to really establish any kind of working relationship even with this person. Like, she just mm-hmm. wants to do this deal and get out of it as soon as possible. Because this is not someone who's going to be an ally to the rebellion, you know? So it's just like, let's just get this deal done, just do it all business, and then go our separate ways.
Yeah, which is fair. Again, I don't think she did anything wrong. It was just like a like, I was anxious that entire thing because I was like, oh, no, don't say it like that. No, don't make that face. But that was it. The gangster then was like, talking like, no, there's no fee, no, not at all. I would like to come here every once in a while. And she was like, oh yeah, of course, that'd be awesome. Not really, but you know, sure.
She's like, yeah, we can, like, she's kind of like, oh, we can arrange that, like, that's all you want.
Yeah. And then he was
then
like,
he drops the bomb.
He was like, I want to bring my son. And I was like, no. No. And then she, you know, very valid, got really angry and was like, why do you want to bring your son? And he was like, well, just to have a meeting, have a what's it called, like, an introduction to your daughter. Mm-hmm. And then
she's like, oh, I don't want to do an arranged marriage, I just want them to meet. Yeah. And it's like, he's also like, oh, like, your daughter's almost of age.
Yeah,
like, it's like, and she, he's like, oh, she's 13. She's, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it was, I was like, what?
Dude, Chandra Lowe kind of got some issues.
Kind of sucks.
Kind of sucks. Maybe the New Republic shouldn't have formed around there. Maybe we should have gone somewhere else, dude.
Yeah, maybe we you know, like,
he's like, oh, it's, hey, the traditional Mothma, way. It's like, bro,
I know you're fighting for the rebellion, but hey, like, maybe up that age in your freaking,
I'm
marriages.
Sure, you know, based on her reaction to this, I'm sure she did, because
yeah, probably
she obviously, because we know she had an arranged marriage at 14 and it's,
she didn't talks go about well for how her. She didn't agree with it.
Yeah, like, it didn't go well for her. She didn't want it. She, like, immediately has a very, very emotional, but very valid reaction of, like, absolutely not, like, get out.
Yeah,
and she's, that, like, I'm not even
so bad. Honestly, like, good, and my thing, like, was, go ahead,
good for her, she put him down, she's like, yes, get out.
daughter can't say she didn't do nothing for her.
No, literally, and the fact, and you know, and the fact that her daughter, like, a brat sometimes to her, you know, good, that's a good mama there, like, absolutely not.
Which is also, like, you know, basic, you know, what you should do as a parent. Yeah. But also, like, that's, like, you know, Mothma could have very been, like, yeah, sure, of course, my daughter's a brat, I might as well.
Like, get her out.
Get her, take her. But yeah, that man. Was like, oh, when he said 13, I was like,
oh. Like, bro.
Like, I don't even remember what I was doing at 13. I was like, middle school?
I was like, looking at Five Nights at Freddy's videos. Like, I was not ready to get married. I'm still not ready to get married. I was watching Five Nights at Freddy's videos, dude. I'm not, no one wants to marry that.
Yeah, I, like, I was scrunkly. No way. Like, it was...
I mean, I still look at Five Nights at Freddy's video, you know.
Yeah, well, you should play it.
I'm too scared. I just like the lore. I'm too scared to play the game.
That's fair. It's very good playing, though. Very cool. The newer one isn't that scary. It's okay. Just jump scares.
See, that's what I don't like. I can do other kinds of scary. I don't like the jump scares.
That's fair. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, man. And she's like, I won't even consider it. And he's like, that's the first untrue thing said. And I was like, Mothma, I swear to God, if you actually do this.
Man. I don't think it's a thought like, oh, well, maybe. I think it's more of a like, well, what would happen? Or like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Like thinking it, but like not going to.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of just an intrusive thought, if anything. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because she's on the rebellion side, like her main rebel ally at this point. She has Bail too. We just haven't seen him in the show. But her main rebel ally at this point in the show is Luthen.
Luthen like would be like, Luthen, do it.
Yeah, I feel like Luthen would be like, do it, you know? And like Clea would, I don't know if Vel would. Vel might not, I think.
I don't think so.
But I feel like there's no one she has to like really turn to about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in
my head, I was like, oh, well, technically, if it's just an introduction, like, maybe. But the problem is, since she is 13, and since she is easily swayed by...
And her freaking like, dad is going to be all over it. Especially because literally. She really knows this guy. So her dad's going to be like,
if the dad is like, oh my god, yeah, that would be awesome. Then she would be like, oh yeah, totally. Dad says it's cool. Like, then it would, then that's where I was like, maybe not. Maybe not at all, actually.
Yeah. My worry is that because, so the guy mentioned he knew Perrin, my worry is that Mothma's not going to get her rebellion stuff. The guy's going to worm his way in through Perrin. So it'll like, she's still stuck with the consequence and none of the reward of if she had taken that course of action, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That was yucky. Made me feel gross.
Yeah.
And I'm not that I'm surprised. But I'm like, because that was, you know, when Mothma was tiny, when she was 15. But does that mean that they lowered the age? Because she was like, oh, she's 13.
She said 15 when she was married, yeah. And so the guy said his kid's 14. Maybe they mean like they're getting close, they're both getting close to 15. So it's still 15, and they're just like, oh, they can meet at 13 and 14 and like court or whatever, and they get married at 15, you know?
Yeah, which is like, ugh. Well, still, because in my head I was like, did they really think like 15 is not young enough?
Oh, 15? They're too old. They're basically an old hag.
Yeah, like, no, we gotta make it younger. That's so, no.
Dude.
Yucky, disgusting.
You ever wonder what would happen if Bale survived and Alderaan survived and they got to do the New Republic there instead? You know?
Yeah.
Like Alderaan's got their shit together compared to Chandrila.
That is, no, the thought.
Yeah. Man, no, Star Wars got, I guess, all these Star Wars planets got, because they're like, Naboo is like, oh, you're like 17. Aren't you a little bit old to be queen now?
Yeah, like, they gotta
At least that's think. Like, you know, queen and not like married. I don't know.
Yeah.
My brain getting married at 14 is worse than being queen at 14. Maybe that's just me.
I mean,
that seems like weird now that I say it out loud. I feel like it's worse.
I think they're both bad. Like, married is weird because it's like,
I mean, it was like queen, when Padme was queen, like, she had like adult advisors, like, wasn't just on her, and it was like a democracy.
Yeah. Plus, as queen,
I think 14-year-old girls
person.
Yeah,
you're just tied to your whole like planet, but yeah,
like, you can like quit being a queen.
Yeah,
you can't,
like, with an arranged marriage. I imagine that divorce is not really an option. Otherwise, Mothma would have done it already. I hope, but yeah, scary. Like, I don't know, because. Like, marriage, especially, I guess, for this situation, it's less of a, oh, well, you know, I really like this person. It's, like, a business.
But guess what, deal. Kid? Get married.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not, I don't know, it feels worse, because, marriage is a whole thing. Like, marriage is tough, like, IRL. So I imagine just being betrothed or like arranged in Star Wars is like 10 times worse.
Everything again, in Star just... Wars is 10 times worse.
I mean, I don't know. I just, it's not like 10 times worse, like it's worse than like real life. More like fictionally,
yeah,
they can make it worse. They
no,
can,
I know, like, what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
The directors can be like, yes, it'll be like this, and there's these specific
it's gonna
rules.
Suck. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really interested to see what the fallout of this is gonna be later.
Mm-hmm.
What Mothma's gonna do, and you know, and it's, I'm worried, like, you know, Luthen's gonna be like, you're not sacrificing enough for the rebellion,
and he's gonna, like, have the same exact speech.
Yeah, he's like pulled that. He's like, actually, I wrote this down.
It was really good when I said it to this one guy.
He practices it in the mirror like every day. He has mm-hmm. it down.
Yeah.
No, but like, I'm worried. Like, she talks to like Luthen or anyone about there. I'm like, you're not sacrificing enough, but it's really not her sacrifice to make. You know, it's her daughter's sacrifice, and her daughter's not on board with the rebellion right now,
or just anything besides the dad right now. So
no, she's not on board with anything besides her dad.
My dad, like, we didn't really know her age yet, and my dad in the other podcast was like, oh, she's old enough to make her own decisions, like her own perspectives of things, and I was like, she's 13.
Well, I know anything tiny. At 13. I thought I know everything at 13. I know anything.
She's
idiot.
She's tiny. Like, she kind of, I don't know. To me, she looked like 15. Like, maybe Axel age. Maybe like a year younger.
I feel like
13.
Middle school to high school age range, they can vary so, like, with how old they look can vary so much with how old they are. Mm-hmm. Like, I graduated in high school with people who look like they could have still been in middle school, and I also graduated high school with people who look like they've been out of college. You know, like, I feel like that just depends on how you know, puberty hits you and like how fast your everything ages, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It was just, yeah. Yeah. That was weird. But anyway, she Mothma refuses, and he leaves. So
kill
thank
him.
God.
Poor Mothma, man. She got no one. She has Vel.
Yeah, and
and
Vel's
like
gone.
Tay, kind of. Tay set this up. Tay knew this guy, so I'm putting some doubt on Tay right now.
But it also didn't seem like he was telling Mothma, like, hey, it's okay. Like, it's tradition, you know?
Yeah,
so,
no, I'm not anti-Tay, but I'm eyeing him a little bit right now.
That's
for
fair.
sure.
That's fair.
She has
Just keep
Vel,
an eye on.
who's, you know, Vel is off doing Vel things. Like, and no one.
Yeah. It's a tough life.
Bro.
Like,
Instead.
having, like, a double life, pretty much, and then...
She has
You
a
know.
double life, and she has no real allies or friends in either life. Like, no, there's no one.
And any friends that she is
Like,
making, it's for the rebellion.
Yeah.
So it's not like a buddy that you can be like, hey, let's get a drink today. Or like, let's play a game. Just chillax.
Yeah. And so, like, because, like, Lupin had his whole speech when he's sacrificing and stuff, and, like, the other guy's sacrificing that, and Mothma was sacrificing it. Too. It's a lot of sacrifice. Luckily, we know, you know, we know from other Star Wars they get there eventually, but still a lot for a really long time. So,
yeah. So, she'll get there, hopefully. Do we
we know
know
she
if
does.
she dies anytime? Not soon, but like in
Well,
any.
she becomes Chancellor of the New Republic for a while. I think she has passed by the time of the sequel trilogy, but I don't think she's like killed. I don't think they've said like she had a, you know, terrible murder. Like, I think she got old.
Okay.
You know, which is fair. She, you figure like Luke, Leia, and Han. We're pretty old by sequel trilogy, and Mothma's old enough to be their parents, or at least Luke and Leia's. So,
yeah, I
you
think
know,
dying like old age is the best you're gonna get in
in Star Wars,
Star
yeah,
Wars.
man, you're lucky if you get there.
Yeah, it reminds me of Last of Us 2, where Ellie is talking to Dina, and Ellie's like, man, we should die like that one guy on at camp. And she's like, of a stroke? And Ellie's like, no, just of old age. That'd be so nice. Like, cause like they're like constantly living in everyday fear. And then for Mothma, it's just everyday like rebellion. Like, dying old age is good.
Yeah, Mothma was
anyways.
Chancellor, and then she retired. I'm not seeing if it actually says she died at some point for the sequel trilogy. Oh, shit. Chandrila blew up.
Oh.
So...
Well, we'll get rid of the whole planet. Okay.
Honestly, you know, obviously a lot of people died. Very sad. New Republic destroyed. Chandrila.
It's fine.
I had a lot to had a lot to work on.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I mean, you know, she might
not
have
that
died
it's, you
there,
know,
but you know,
not
still.
saying like the hero can be. Oh wait. Hold on. Wow, I'm getting schooled on Star Wars lore right now. Chandrila was the capital of the New Republic, but okay, so Chandrila's not in the Hosnian Prime system. Never mind. Chandrila did not blow
Okay,
up.
dang it.
dang it. But I actually didn't know this. I'm sure I read this somewhere and just forgot. But the capital of the New Republic rotated based on who was elected as chancellor or whatever, I guess. Or the place was elected. That's kind of cool, actually. So it's not just Coruscant all the time, but also kind of annoying to move your whole shebang every election.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Anyway.
They're gone.
Yeah. Cassian time. Yes? Cassian time?
Excited for Cassian time.
Yeah, this episode for Cassian, I mean, all the story arcs were, like, amazing, obviously, as always, but I feel like Cassian, just while he was in prison, was, like, a little bit more in the back burner as far as being super dynamic. And then we got this, picked it back up. So, Cassian and Kino, and it picks up like right after the last episode where we left them. So Cassian and Kino talk about like they have to do it tomorrow, like there's a new person coming on the floor to replace Ula, so they're gonna use
who his did die of old age pretty much.
Yes. Yeah, I don't, I was gonna say good for Olaf. I don't know if that's appropriate. But you know. And Cassian, you know, they talk about how they have like their little plan to get out. Cassian and Andor kinda like tussle a little bit. I said Cassian and Andor. Cassian and Kino.
Cassian and Andor.
Cassian and Andor, two different characters.
I think they I think that also happens in his head though.
Oh, constantly, fair. Constantly, for sure. Except I think it's Kino and Cassian, or not Kino. What?
Kino, Keith. Yeah.
Keith and Cassian.
Oh.
No, Kino. Yeah, man. All right, names. All these K sounds and C sounds. You
got this. Kino, Cassian, Keith, Cough.
Kino, Cassian.
Keith, Cassian, Andor.
Clea. Yeah, man. All right. So they have, they're talking about their little plan and stuff. And then when they get back to the room, Cassian tells them what happened on level 2. And no one really believes him until Kino confirms it. So this is very much setting a precedent that, like, they believe Kino.
They probably believe and respect Keith. Kino.
They don't believe Keith.
Yes.
They do believe Kino. And the next day, they're working, doing their little thing. Cassian goes and he cuts that pipe we saw him cutting a few episodes earlier, and he actually manages to cut through. So he starts flooding the floor.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I liked, like, because of my spoiler free thought, I really liked Keto's, like, performance throughout this entire show. Oh my gosh.
Andy Serkis, man. What an actor. He's, you know, because he's so often doing CGI characters like Gollum or Snoke, and he does amazing performances with them, and he's, you know, pioneer in CGI acting for sure. But like when we do see his face, man, he kills it. What a performance here, for sure.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then just like his performance through, like, you know, telling them about what happened on level 2, like, because he doesn't want to, not that he doesn't want to believe it, but like he just wants to be able to get out, and we emphasize this a lot in the last episode, but which is sad. But then he has to just snap to reality, the ghost gravity.
Because Kino was under the like delusion really this whole time, where it's like, if I just do what I'm told, do what they want, they'll let me go. Like, they'll give me mercy if I do what they want. And that's not the case. You know, and it's...
So he talks... I'm guessing that they then talk about, okay, well, we need an escape plan.
And Cassian cuts the pipe and starts, like, flooding the floor while there's a new guy coming down the little elevator. And then these two... to the other guys, like, fake a little fight to, like, be a distraction, basically. And while they're doing that, Cassian is able to, like, stop the lift. and start like climbing. And shout out to that new guy, bro.
Yeah, like
what a great guy. He didn't even know. He just got here, and me like, oh, we're doing this, all right. And just pick up a pipe and just beam that guard. And then he gets like, I think he gets shot right after that.
Yeah,
shout out to that guy, like for real. What a bro.
I would have been confused. I would have probably laid down on the floor. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
I would have, like, totally frozen up. This guy was like, okay, cool. Prison breakout? Sure. Like, immediately. Like,
he got shot to that guy. Died, but, like,
he did.
It's okay.
But what a, you know, what a way to go out, man.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy. For real. Like, that's what I saw him. I was like, yeah, good for him. Like, not dying, the dying part, but you know, like,
yeah.
He just immediately was like, okay, cool, I'm down. So, major props to that dude.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, so what while this is happening, the guards try to do the floor shocky thing. So, they all climb on the tables, and the water on the floors makes them like short circuit. A few people don't get up on the tables,
yeah, on time,
they don't make it. But everyone else does.
They failed the floor's lava.
Yes. Literally. So Kina leads everyone up. So they climb up out of the thing. They manage to take like the control room, take people out. They get some blasters. Like they very much like they're going and they're fairly organized for how rapidly this happened. Mm-hmm. But because we obviously know Keith and some other prisoners had like been starting to plan something. But considering how many people were in on it that weren't in on it before now, pretty well happening. They managed to get to the other levels, have other people start to fight, and kill some guards and do some things. Like they're really taking through the whole station.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome to watch. They get to they get to the command center. And they have, well, they point to the one guy and they're like, turn off the hydro generators. And the guy's like, oh, I don't have access. He does, like, immediately. He knew it was
threatens. like, who do I have to threaten?
Yeah. And so they turn off the hydro generators. And they also mentioned that once the generators are off, it'll take months to get them back on for the floors. So, yeah. Like,
which I was like, okay, good.
Yeah. They're like, oh, but they're like, turn off. They're like, oh, but then it won't come on for a few months. It's like, yeah, buddy, do you think they want it to come on? Like, what?
Yeah, like, sir?
Like, yeah, man, that's the point. You figured it out.
Good job.
And, yeah. So, and really, it was so amazing to see, like, everyone come together. It's very much what Star Wars is about. It's like, everyone coming together against the evil. Just amazing. Very, such a good episode.
Yes.
So Kino is able to take the microphone, and he also delivers an amazing monologue here.
Everyone's monologues are on point.
Monologues.
We congratulate everyone on their monologues.
Top tier. Again, Andy Serkis absolutely killed it. So he tells him everything about level 2. He tells everyone like we're getting out. Like kill as many guards as you have. Like they don't have enough guards to keep us all. Amazing
monologue. I loved seeing how scared the Imperials were.
Yes, I was just about to say that there's some shots of a bunch of the Imperials hiding and cowering, like just clutching their blasters behind a door with the lights off.
Mm-hmm. Which I would be too.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
No, I've done school shooter drills. I was like, yeah, I've been there. Not with a gun. Me having a gun, but you know.
Yeah.
But it was
would have been a different story.
Yeah, that would be very different. but yeah, it was like they were absolutely terrified. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to the top and people are just the one guy, I think his name is like Ham. I think it's a guy named Ham. Is like because they're all like they're chanting like one way out and the guy's like, let's go, and he like jumps. They start jumping into the water and swimming away. And then Kino is like,
oh, I can't swim.
He was like, I can't swim. I was like, no way. And Cassian looks at him, and before Cassian can even say anything, the rush of people jumping out actually push Cassian off. And it's a shame because, you know, Cassian, I feel like Cassian would have tried to figure something out for him, you know?
Yeah.
But he didn't get the chance, bro.
It just reminds me of that one. I can't swim. But yeah, because he was looking out at the water, and I was like, oh no, it's something. It's like there's a monster in there, or it's something. Oh my
God, that would be terrible, like a sea monster. Like, just gobble. That would be horrible.
Yeah, it's sad. He was like, I can't swim. And I was like, no. Yeah, I liked in his speech when he talks about like helping each other. I thought that was very nice touch, especially because he is like supposed to be this like manager leader guy. Mm-hmm. And that's just what he talks about, is like helping each other. If you see someone like lost, just like push them and keep going, mm-hmm. and help them through.
Get them to keep going, yeah.
Yeah, which
was... It's very sad, you know, because Kino is the one that was inspiring them and leading them, and when it came to actually leaving, you couldn't. So yeah. I hope we'll see what becomes of Kino. What happened? Like, did he jump and just drown, or did he stay?
I feel like, is it like, if you don't know how to swim, can you just maybe like float on your back and like have someone drag you, maybe?
Yeah, I think it depends on how far you have to swim.
That's true.
Because it swimming, you know, a long while is very tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming a long while and dragging someone with you is very tiring. Especially in the ocean where waves might be against you, and, you know.
That's true.
I'm not sure. Poor Kino. Hopefully there's like a ship lying around. He could just go take a ship.
Mm-hmm. Or enough people were like, hey, you're cool. We're going to drag you.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Hopefully he made it. Someone said maybe he got recaptured and the Empire experimented on him and he became Snoke. It's the same actor.
Became who? Oh, Snoke.
Because it's the same actor. Not true, I'm sure, but a funny idea.
You never know.
Never know. Andy Serkis, you know, Kino Loy could be Snoke.
Yeah.
That's my Snoke theory.
I like it. I support it.
And that's, oh, and there's some beautiful shots from overhead of the prison with everyone swimming out of it. Really cool. And then that's where it cuts, and then we get the Luthen scene. And the last shot of the show, right after the Luthen scene, just for like a few seconds really, is Cassian and Milchi running on a beach. So I assume we're going to see that relationship start to grow before we see them again in Rogue One. And it starts on a beach and ends on a beach.
Yeah. I did like that scene,
Cassian,
with like the
man,
three moons.
Cassian just needs to, it was really pretty for me. Cassian just needs to stay from beaches, man.
Beaches are the death.
Beach planets are not for him, dude. You go skiing or something instead on vacation. Don't, you're not a beach guy, I don't think.
No I'm beaches sorry. For you, Keith.
No.
I wonder what your new name is.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if he's like, Melchie's like, all right, Keith. He's like, actually, I'm Jabba the Hutt. Just keep it going.
Actually, please stop calling me that. He just starts breaking down.
He just breaks down. He's like, I'm not Keith.
I made a mistake.
Keith so much. I was only supposed to be Keith for a little while, and then I got arrested. It's all coming down. I kind of also like, what
call
if they go back to like
else, anything?
What if they go back to like Ferrix or something, and Melchie's like, "Oh, Keith," and everyone's like Bex is like Keith.
Like, I hope someone asks him why Keith.
Why Keith, man? Keep Gergo. Gergo. That's like, that's a noise.
Yeah.
Oh, Keef. Keefity Keef.
Yeah. So
that's the end of the episode. It was amazing. What a great dude, this show. Every end or episode, there's the time I spend watching the episode, and then there's the time I spend recovering from the episode and just like sitting and processing it because it's just that good every week.
Yeah. I did watch this one late because it has been a busy week, but I watched it today and I was like, because it was just, it's so good. I was at the store, and I was like, Keef, because it was Wednesday, and then
it's
he was
Keef
like,
time.
Who's Keef? And I was like, Keef, Cassian.
Keef Gergo.
It's Wednesday. And then I got home and it was like time to go to bed. And I was like, oh, okay. Tomorrow. But yeah. Keef. The man.
So, the man, the myth, the legend, Keef Gergo.
We'll see what his new name
I
is.
Want, you know how in Rogue One, when they bring Jin in and they're like, Leanna Hollick. You mean Jin, or like list like her old names? I want them to do that. Like,
yeah.
Keef Gergo, or should we call you Kath? And he's like, please don't. Please don't call me Keef. Please don't call me. Like,
please
anything
never
with Keef.
Call me Keef again.
Anything with Keef.
I think that was a mistake. I was young and stupid.
Listen, we all make mistakes in our youth. Some people do drugs. So I called myself Keef.
Yeah. Might have been worse.
Yeah, I feel like that's worth, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I very much enjoyed this episode, especially the last scene was very good.
Yeah.
Of them running.
I really, we did have quite a few deaths. Unfortunately, I could not remember pretty much any of the prisoners' names besides Cassie and Melchi and Kino. So I was like, oh no, that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah. So shout out to all the that guys that died. But still major shout out to that new guy.
Yes.
Seriously, he needs like a memorial or something.
Yeah, which like, probably didn't happen, but you know.
No, I'm sure it didn't. But man, what a Chad.
Yeah.
He goes to prison and it's his first day in prison. He's like, oh, prison breakout? Sure.
Yeah, of course. I understand.
You know, like some of the people who've been there for years were a little more hesitant than him. He's like, all right, I got my pipe. He didn't even know, like, he didn't even know anything about the, like, not really getting out. He didn't know any of that. He was just like,
Yeah.
What a dude.
And then he died. But, like, rest in peace.
He did. Rest in peace.
We'll be remembered as that guy.
Yeah. That new guy with the pipe. Yeah.
Let's get a hashtag going for him on Twitter.
I'm sure he has a name. I'm sure they said a name. There's a lot going on, okay? I don't even know real people's names.
That's fair.
All right, well, that was the podcast for Star Wars Geek Girl. You can follow Star Wars Geek Girl on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @SWGeekGirl and StarWarsGeekGirl.com. We have a monthly poll, book reviews, quizzes, blog articles, all sorts of thingy things.
Yes. For the Rogue Rebels, there's theroguerebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at @TheRogueRebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels, podcast wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page, The Rogue Rebels, and Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
So thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to talk about Grogu and the Dust Bunnies, as well as Andor episode 11 next week. I feel like I'm going to feel two opposite ends of the emotional spectrum on Wednesday. We're going to talk about this, so yay! Thank you so much for listening. May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.